A Jewish Journal article. Wiesenthal Center announces ad campaign to boycott Ben & Jerry's. The Simon Wiesenthal Center announced on October 12 that they are engaging an advertising campaign to boycott Ben & Jerry's over their July decision to withdraw from the occupied Palestinian territory. The Wiesenthal Center's ad, which has been placed in newspapers like the Cleveland Jewish News, states, Ben & Jerry's is boycotting Israel. Tell your local grocery store to stop selling anti-Semitic ice cream. It was never just about ice cream sold in East Jerusalem. It is all about Ben & Jerry's ice cream company profits being leveraged by an activist anti-Semite who hates Israel and defends Hamas, and the corporate executives at Unilever letting it happen. Rabbi Abraham Cooper, Associate Dean and Global Social Action Director at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, said in a statement. This is about arrogance and irresponsibility, enabling the odious anti-Semitic BDS, boycott, divestment and sanctions, movement to use money from a global brand to brand Jews as occupiers in their own land at a time when there is a spike of violent attacks against Jews from Germany to the UK to the US. According to a press release, Ben & Jerry's board chairwoman Honorata Middle has a track record of endorsing the anti-Semitic BDS movement and defending Hezbollah and Hamas. Middle has denied being anti-Semitic, tweeting that she has received vile hate since Ben & Jerry's announced its Israel decision. Thankfully, there are laws in our country that ensure there are consequences for such corporate anti-Semitism, Cooper added. Just ask the states of Arizona, New Jersey, New York, Texas, and Florida. Those states have determined or are in the process of determining if Unilever, Ben & Jerry's parent company, is in violation of their anti-BDS laws. In an October 10 interview with Axios, the co-founders of Ben & Jerry's denied that the ice cream was boycotting Israel, as they said they believe in Israel's right to exist. When asked if they would also boycott Georgia and Texas over their recent laws on abortion and voting rights, co-founder Ben Cohen said, I don't know. Jerry Greenfield, the other co-founder, said that what Israel is doing in the West Bank is considered illegal under international law.